no
Love Talk Radio.
You have to have a soapbox, you know.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Always wanted to be a ginger.
Try this again. It's been a long time since we had a blog talk.
And Virgil says
you didn't turn that all the way down. Tell me you didn't.
Virgil says your hair looks great, Jim.
That's wonderful.
We may be having difficulty. Does it hang in? What?
Well,
it's all the way up.
I guess the intro, everything's good.
All right.
The intro just got screwed up. So here we go. Clappity, clappity, clap,
yeah,
clap,
we
clap.
Have clappers on command.
So we...
So thank you all. You may now sit down.
So it glitched, but it didn't destroy it.
Yeah.
All right. So now it begins. So make it begin.
Well, I think you should see if we have any...
Everything's fine.
Yeah. Oh, just say, hi, welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show.
Just go. The girl got dorked up and we had to reconnect, but it didn't actually take the show down for a change. First time ever.
Okay, well, welcome. We're happy to have you with us. Very spontaneous show. You never know when we're going to show up. You know what I mean? So, anyway, I'm Deborah Lee. I will be your Psychic Love Doctor during the show. A name that was given.
It was given to me. That was given.
Way too long ago for me to tell you when, but it was in AOL's early days, and they scouted me out. I used to just open up, a chat room and start giving readings. And anyway, one thing led to the other, and the next thing I know, I am working for AOL, as the Psychic Love Doctor. When I left their template there with everything was happening, they had me in syndication, but I wanted to finish the book. I was writing about my grandmother and her method. So I think that was 2006. Because the book got published in London in 2008. I do remember that. And
what's the copyright on it?
2008.
Oh, well, the same year it got published?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Roger that.
Yeah, by John Hunt Publishing, which is also known as O Books.
Is he related to Mike Hunt?
Oh, God. Here we go.
All right, anyway, back. Oh, well, you did talk about O Books, so go ahead.
Yes. O. Gaping Maw. Oh.
Sheila. Oh, Sheila. All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, you guys. Anyway, excuse me. I went out on my own and had a website, a very early website. And as things progressed, nobody wanted me to get rid of the title. They said, no, you got to keep that. So I did. And it's been very good to me, but I just wanted to mention my background to have a little bit of an idea. Okay. Also, we're using ordinary playing cards. Distinction to be made that this is not tarot. This is not oracle card reading or any of the other systems that are out there. I'm not dissing any of them. It's just that I haven't studied them. This is the only method I've studied exclusively, thanks to grandmother, and I have actually furthered her principles over the years. So I lost her in 1983. that gives you an idea how long ago it was. Now, remember, I'm also going to use a full 24-card layout. Same layout if you were contacting me to be a private client. Because I do have I call it a private practice. It's mainly intuitive life coaching and using the cards and various other, you know, techniques for how to navigate your life to achieve happiness, to find lasting love, and to be as successful as you'd like to be. So, with that said, I think I have to turn you over to the man in black over here.
Man in black.
Yeah, that was a good song.
Yeah, well, the movie, of course.
This is our very own Jimbo. So off you go, Jimbo.
All right, welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for entertainment, informational, and educational motherfucking frackin' frickity purposes only. Also, really, the good thing, another reminder, if you're international, let us know so we can give you live international shout-outs when we see you. And then we will catch up on those that are here. We have Rachel from the Land Down Under in Australia. We have Virgil in the UK. And
yes,
I'm scrolling real quick, and that's all I see if you're international.
No, Halo's from the UK also.
Okay, well, international shout-out to Halo from the UK. I did not know that. Okay.
Well, now you do.
I do. All right. Groovy, baby. Okay.
Oh, again.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. Call in. When you call in, you'll go into a queue and you'll be told that you can listen to the show while you wait. Statement is true. I tested it even through the glitch. That's how I knew everything was fine. Benny, if ever at any time you hear nothing, you hear silence, that's a problem. Hang up, call back.
Virginal as a Catholic schoolgirl.
Our show does not involve silence. So you either hear music before the show or show while we're doing the show. Show for the show. All right. Facebookers, we will turn to you if we can. It all depends on the calls and other factors that are out of our control. But you have to stand by. And if we do turn to you, it'll be very, very obvious. We'll make a formal announcement. Both I'll type it in and we'll announce it verbally. And then we will take the first audio or video messenger call to Deborah Lee. That's how that works. If it happens, when it happens, there's no cue. Otherwise, we'd line you up ahead of time. We can't do that. All right. And regardless, when you're getting your reading and you hear those harps play, that is a very, very important sign. One, I think it's the most important because it gets other people readings, is that's the end of your free reading. Please let it end. We'll try to but if, and throw more questions out there. Nope. Because when you do that, you may not think about it, but you're being selfish because you're taking TikTok time away from other people. That is the fact. That is a fact. So let it end.
TikTok.
You're taking time.
TikTok, time.
Not the TikTok that you're addicted to, like they used to. You know, there's very few that do it anymore. The ones that TikTok now, it's all electronic. They make them TikTok. I like the old days when they were all mechanical. So please let that come to an end. Let the reading end nicely. But before you go, we'll give you a single card reading. A single card from the same method. It'll be a virtual deck on the Psychic Love Doctor webpage. There's a free reading spot there, and I'll pull a single card up. We'll read it to you, and Deborah, since this is her bread and butter, she will elaborate even more than what it says. So remember, harps, let that reading come to an end. Wait for your card. Wait for your single card reading. Got it. Ready? All right, Deb, any last minute things you want to...
Yes, you better welcome Aaron. Aaron, male Aaron, who is coming to us from India.
International shout out to Aaron from India.
Yeah.
Right. Hopefully, Aaron, you just heard. You heard the spiel. Well, you're from India, so you're not picking up yourself on a call in unless you're a very rich person and have an international calling plan.
Right. Are they really that expensive?
I would think so.
I don't know.
If they weren't, there'd be a lot of people with them.
True.
Through that, I mean, I think businesses can sometimes, you know, write them off. And if they do international business stuff, okay. But,
I once did in the night. It was nighttime thinking maybe there'd be a low rate. I did call Dubai for 2 minutes. 2 minutes. And it was well over $200 in American coin. I thought, whoa, we won't be doing that anymore. So, yeah, we don't want you hanging on the you know, on the line here waiting for your turn.
Well, that's the other factor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something you can do that's in the middle of the road is Skype.
Yeah.
Skype is free. Well, not free. It's almost free. It's like pennies, literally, if you're domestic. To Skype, you can make a phone call from Skype. Internationally, it's not going to be pennies, but I don't know how much it's going to be because we never use it. But it can't. It's not going to be anything like.
Right.
Like, it's not going to be anything like a cell phone plan.
Or like you said, go through Messenger, become my friend. Then you know how much it's going to cost? Zero.
Right, it's whatever you're already paying for internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that too because I'm able to communicate with video call over, Messenger. I have some clients in like Romania, Pakistan, Japan, China, Australia. So it isn't just that my clientele only exists here. They go far and wide. And that's enough of a commercial.
We have had a lot of commercials. All right, let's do this. Area code 805 out in California, 805. You are the first caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Well. How are
Hi.
You guys?
Well,
hi, it's Donna. I missed
Hi.
You guys. Hi.
Oh, Donna.
Oh, here he goes. Richie Bell.
Yes, indeed, the lady.
That was the love of Richie's life.
Yeah,
Donna.
It was about some chick that, wasn't it some young high school chick or something that had come and gone? I'm wrong.
No, he died.
That's somebody else. That's right. Yes. Yeah, he got dead. All right, anyway.
His parents wouldn't let him, really see her.
All right. Back to Donna.
Yes.
The real Donna, not the one in the song.
Well, Donna, what brings you to see us? We're happy that you have.
Well,
yes.
My sister has cancer. My brother has cancer. I'm going to go up and help take care of my brother. He's pretty bad off. It's everywhere. My sister, I think it's okay because it's in her breast and her lymph nodes. But they still have a long process to go. And I would like to treat them to something, I'd like to take my sister to this place where they have hot springs and you can stay in a nice hotel and relax for 3 days and Palm Springs. And it's like $500 a night though. But do you see my finances getting better somehow?
I'm sorry. Blog Talk rudely interrupted you. So can you repeat that to us, please?
That's what you set the show as.
Do you see my finances getting better? Because I'd like to treat them to, Hot Springs Hotel and Palm Springs and, just do some nice things.
How lovely of you, really. That is so awesome of you to do that.
Yeah.
And do you worry that it might be, in your family's DNA? Do you have concerns for yourself?
Well, my mom had kidney cancer. She died of that when she was 60. But in December, I'm getting the genetic test to see if I have it.
Oh, good. Yeah, good for you.
Yeah.
Good
yeah.
for you. Well, I want to give you a success story, especially for your sister. I have, she's an ex-mother-in-law now, but she's as dear to me as if she was a sister. This woman, some years ago, we're going back now, her grandson, that is my son, was in high school at the time. He's now beyond college and off on his own as a musician. So that gives you an idea. It was quite some time ago. Anyway, I wanted you to know this did not run in her family, but she was diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer. She had put off a mammogram for like a year. Well, she lives in a little 2-horse town up in Minnesota. Up there. And she got the treatments that they had. And that woman not only went beyond the 5-year, there's like a 5-year survival rate that they had attached.
Uh-huh.
She is still alive and kicking and doing so
well.
So when, and it's like my husband, he was diagnosed with severe kidney cancer. In fact, the tumor had its own blood supply. And by the time they removed the kidney and all, reading up on the type of cancer that he had, they gave a 8% survival rate to 3 years. And that man lived 6.5 years, I'll have you know. He was determined that he was going to do his best to outlive all of the prognoses that they put out there. So sometimes I think these oncologists maybe guess. I don't know. So anyway, I wanted you to have that.
My mom had rare kidney cancer, and they said you're going to live 6 months, and she lived exactly 6 months. But back then, that was 35 years ago. They're not as advanced as they are now.
I have a stepfather that had kidney cancer back then. Chemo was the answer. Instead, they should have removed the kidney. Yeah. Well, they didn't know.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
But they removed my mother's kidney, and it still didn't matter because when they go in like that, it starts mastocyzing. It starts spreading, and that's what happened. It spread after they took out the kidney.
True enough.
It's hard to keep it from liberating itself, getting in the bloodstream and going everywhere else.
Now, you guys out there who are listening and watching, I'm not considering this a medical question because we're not supposed to address anything medical or legal.
I actually, with all this other side talk, I don't even remember what the question was.
The question is, will they be well enough to go to the hospital?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not really medical in my book. My book is basically...
They could have colds right now or COVID, and we could still look at this to find out if they'd be well enough to...
Oh, that's also a medical.
To go.
All right. I shall check my list. Calls are coming in as they leave. Okay. All right, everybody got? Oh, I'm sorry.
Looking.
Again, I'm jumping
there.
The gun. I thought
we're
the cards were down.
No, we're getting there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I believe that it would be really great for them. They would be up for it. And there's a therapeutic aspect to what you're doing for them. So, I believe, but I wouldn't wait too terribly long. You know, they could use this.
Sooner should always be better.
Plus, I'm bringing them up a huge icebox of organic soup that they make here in Santa Barbara. It has all the micronutrients, and it's just delicious.
Oh,
it's for cancer patients.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful, because they do say that nutrition is really important with cancer.
Yeah.
Now, my husband was craving sugar constantly, and that's bad.
Wow.
Yeah, that's bad. So.
That is bad. Yeah. Oh, sorry. He had that.
Well, thank you, but there's so much of it all around us, you know.
There is. It's incredible.
I have perceived in the cards that there's going to be a treatment coming up. Right now they're doing it with diabetics, with that, I'm going to call it Omni, but I don't think that's what it is. It's a thing that they're installing on people that is basically telling them what their blood sugar is. But I have seen eventually there's going to be treatment that will be dispensed constantly through these things people are going to wear, like on their arm or on a leg, and they will simply go to get a refill
The thing is pierced into the skin.
Yeah, it's pierced into the skin.
They haven't got a way to do that yet without the blood itself.
Yeah. So anyway, by the way, look pretty good here, Donna, for you.
Okay, thank you.
Your brother really needs his spirit uplifted.
He's so sad.
Yeah, he's pretty down in the dumps. And you know what? He's pretty, I want to say he's empathic, where he can feel the sorrow and the sadness from others. So it's kind of, But I really think that you doing what you're doing is going to be a godsend and a blessing. I really do. I really do.
Thank you. We got something
for you here.
We do. We have a single card before we depart. Your club is a 10 of clubs. It is an important document, official matters, business transaction, government affairs. These are all highlighted here. Be sure to check the fine print and see your interests are well represented by those not only concerned with what they see in black and white, but the individuals who stand behind those written words in the court.
Yeah, it's kind of about getting affairs in order.
I was wondering if there's
Maybe there's a way you can help your brother or sister to make sure they're organized.
My brother got a lawyer. He's going in 2 days. And he doesn't have any kids, and he has like 5 houses, so he's going to, you know, partial it out to maybe the nieces and nephews. I might get a little. I'm not counting on it, but you never know.
Great idea, or it can get tied up in probate ever. So it's a good idea. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Go ahead.
Finish your thought.
Okay.
Well, your friend, finish your thought.
Oh, yeah. For people out there, men that have prostate cancer, my neighbor had prostate cancer, and there was this trial thing, and he's 88. And he said, okay, go for it. They've never done it before, but it was radiation with hormones, and the hormones killed the cancer, and he's completely well now. So they're going to write a paper about it because it had never been done before.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Really.
Mm-hmm. Hormones.
I feel there's going to be great advances within the next 10 years for both Alzheimer's and dementia, that they're going to actually look at computer chips. There's a trial. We are out here where we live. We have the, the Virginia Medical, what is that called? It's where they actually did the cloning of that baby.
Eastern Virginia Medical.
No, the in vitro of that baby, not cloning. It's called the Eastern Virginia Medical School.
EVMS.
Yeah, cutting edge. And they are already doing experiments and trials and research on that kind of thing. So I think we're all going to see some excellent strides being made medically. Okay, let's.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Good. For you and your family. Good. Very. We wish you the best.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you.
All righty.
What a nice thing for her to do for them.
It is nice. Yeah. Well, that is very nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, that. She's making coffee. That's nice.
Yeah. That's from
A Few Good Men.
Was it?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, let us move on. We got to keep on, keep on. Where are we going? Where are we going now?
Just remember about us Catholic schoolgirls. We were sexually repressed. We did make up for that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. All right.
Well, somebody, I think it was Virgil, said he's got a nun fantasy. Did you get that from that movie, Californication? It starts out with a nun who's giving, what's the name of that guy that was on the X-Files? Duchovny? She's giving him oral sex in the beginning.
It's always a good way to start off a movie.
I think it was a fantasy or something, but
okay.
Yeah. Oh, I'm a born-again virgin. Yes, remember, you go so long, everything becomes born again. Oh, yeah. Hymen intact, you name it, it's all there.
205 Alabama, 205. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you both, Deb and Jim, for taking my call. This
Hello.
Is Patricia.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Hi. How are you doing? I'm doing well. I am, guys, it's two questions. I've been going between the two to figure out which one is most important. I have had storm damage done to my home about a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I had to bring in a adjuster, and so my adjuster and the homeowner's insurance adjuster did not come to an agreement, which caused an impasse, which I had to hire an umpire in September of last year who awarded me amount, and the homeowner's insurance just kind of sat on that. So by January 23, I had to get an attorney. And
yeah.
He did get them to move on an amount. And so here we are where there is amount in place, but they are holding a significant amount of depreciation. And I just want to know, when do you see me actually getting the money in hand to start the repairs?
Boy, I'll tell you, we get more insurance problems on this show, and it's all because these insurance people, it's like you're dealing with the mafia, and I don't know whose ring you have to kiss in order to get your money.
It's a great business when you think about
it. Oh, yeah.
People pay you money, and then if they file a claim, well, then you raise rates. So basically, you don't actually ever lose money, ever, ever, just temporarily lose money.
But there's still...
And then you have to pay all of these people to get your money. You have to pay so many people to get your own money from the homeowner's insurance, people to fix your place. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. It's
a racket.
Blows goose.
Just like dental insurance is a racket. And my own practitioner is telling me that. You know, you pay in, but boy, oh boy, they sure like to hold their hand up, you know, or more beyond your insurance. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It sucks the big wanger. Yep. Those cards are going down.
Okay. Yes, it just takes a moment.
That's a lot of red.
Yes.
It was.
I want to make sure that I am getting my depreciation money and, you know, enough of my money without the attorney taking so much, because she's taking, you know, she's getting a larger portion. And then the adjuster, he's got his fee. You know, I just want to make sure I'm getting enough to fix my home and I'm not coming up short, because everybody else has got their hand in it, you know,
and
it's just ridiculous.
Oh, they do. Everybody wants a piece of Patricia's pie right now.
Yes.
And it's not right because, you know, you paid in good faith. Well, we could get on the soapbox all night long and it isn't going to change anything. But, yes, I do see the money coming. Why it's being stalled, and you know what? They can't keep using the pandemic as a reason forever. But a lot of places are really backed up. And we've had other people that have waited and waited, and you have too. It's a shame there isn't some kind of oversight committee or something in the government that you could go to and, you know, get some leverage.
Oh, my God. It's been a year. It's been over a year now. It was March 2022 when the storm came through and caused all the storm damages. And here we are in September, you know, and I've yet to start the repairs on my home. And there has been some mold to kind of creep in. So I'm kind of dealing with that, you know, and I want all of my depreciation because it's expensive what they're holding. And then I want the rest of my money. And it's just,
has the mold been tested so it's not black mold?
It's not the toxic, but it's still wreaking havoc because you could smell it. You could smell like the mildew. You could smell like the wetness. You know. And it's my asset. This is my, you know, this is 17 years.
Yeah.
It just hurts me. It's very hurtful.
I wonder if there's any kind of environmental agency. I mean, we just don't have access to all this information.
Our farm agency can tell you if it's if it's hazardous or not. They're not going to get involved in who pays what.
No, they won't, but they they can produce documentation that might hurt. Isn't this an
Nobody's going to do that for free.
Isn't this an election year?
Depends on where you are. Well, I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever.
You might want to start at your representative level. I've done this before, and you will get action, whether or not it's an election year. But if it is, boy, they're going to jump all over it. But I think you should start there. They have to log every call or every letter they get, so nothing gets just, you know, waylaid somewhere. You may want to start there and find out what recourse do you have. And maybe the insurance company is going to get in trouble, you know, for with some sort of a punitive damage. Yeah, but I would not take this laying down any longer. Okay, so your cards look good, but there's just some kind of mystery around it that you're owed the money. There's no doubt about that. All right, so Jim's got a...
Here's your single card reading. That is the Six of Spades. Reserve judgment and refrain from acting too quickly. Take time to assess details in the climate of the situation before you make any decisive moves. Unstable forces are seem to be surrounding this matter. Playing the waiting game is your wisest move at this time.
Well, she's done that.
Since circumstances hold potential to change radically overnight.
Well, that is a card of caution, the Six of Spades. But I feel it's saying for her to be cautious for her own benefit.
Well, that's why you're here.
Yeah, not to wait. I wouldn't wait. I mean, even if that card says wait, I think that your action is going to bring about results. So, if only for them to get rid of you, you know. How they say the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Yeah.
Truth.
Okay. So
Thank you.
It's out Thank there, and it is put aside for you. It just needs to get into your hot little hands.
Yes.
Where you need it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
Thank you so much.
You've been waiting forever. Bullshit, but
Yeah, I have.
That
yes.
is crap.
Certainly.
Yep. All right, well, I hope they...
Good luck to you.
Yeah, that sucks.
Thank you.
Well, we feel for you. I feel for you, and I know that doesn't... My feeling for you doesn't pay any bills, but hopefully it gets resolved quickly after all this foreverness of waiting. This terrible, terrible waitingness. All right. Next caller, we are going to is area code 520.
Oh,
yeehaw.
Hello, hello.
I only have two words for you, and that's yeehaw.
Yeehaw! Okay, now we've got some yeehaws.
Well, we need to encourage him. No,
don't tell me to stop doing anything. I'm a child. I'll keep doing it.
Great. We were out in the backyard, and it was back to giggles and talking and chatting. And he was mentioning future projects. Oh, wait a minute, Jimbo. Project, that word.
Yeah, I know. You guys are out there cleaning your fashion rifles. Got it.
And
hey, you got to do what you got to do.
How we were going to partner up. He took over the care of my plant because he had ostracized it when this past 2 weeks was unraveling, and then he put it in the desk corner where I kill all the plants. And so
all right.
I told him I had to be gone all day because I had errands and stuff, so I got back, he wasn't home, but whatever. So yeah, what do you see in the cards?
Okay, what do I see? We didn't see you yesterday, did we?
Yeah. Every morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, with you.
Yeah, later. Yeah, 6 o'clock we napped and we were here at 7.
I thought she called in.
Yeah. I thought she didn't.
You called in yesterday, didn't you?
God, I can't remember. It's all a blur in my poor little brain.
I do not believe she did.
I've heard she did because we got really, really dirty, bitch, derogatory, nasty stuff. And, yeah, pretty sure we did, Deb.
Oh, wow.
Take your word for it.
And I missed it.
I know.
Well, then that tells me.
Oh,
okay.
No.
All right, I'm going to let that go there. All right, Deb, get that damn cards down there. Get it out. What are you doing? Don't hesitate.
I'm going to have to hit you real soon.
It's better sooner than
the
later.
Bitch slap. Bitch slap.
Right.
Nice bitch slap.
Ain't a bitch.
So everything's going lovely, right?
Feels that way. Gone all day.
Everything's lovely.
Who sang that?
Isn't she lovely? It was Stevie Wonder.
And it was about his baby girl.
Of course it was, because guess what? He never saw her.
Yeah, I think it's important. What was that?
I said, guess what? He never saw her. So I guess maybe he's asking, but hey, isn't she lovely? I don't freaking know. I'm blind. Isn't she
that
lovely?
That is mean.
Hey, remember that Saturday Night Live skit?
What?
Where Joe Piscopo was and Eddie Murphy was playing Stevie Wonder, and they were doing a funny skit on that. Remember when Stevie Wonder and Paul McCartney did that Ebony and Ivory?
Yes.
They did like a little fake skit of that, and Joe Piscopo was like, they were doing the Ebony and Ivory. You are blind and I can see. They were like to the sound of Ebony and Ivory.
Oh, that's right. I do remember that.
Oh, you got to watch that. It was pretty funny.
They need to put those reruns on.
Yeah, the old Stand That Live. Yep.
Leave It to Beaver on. And what was that? Andy and Mayberry? What was that called? Andy and Mayberry.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
Yep. You are blind.
Andy of Mayberry.
Yes. Andy and Mayberry. Yeah.
What was his last name? I don't remember. Who cares?
He wants something to happen. He wants some excitement. I'm telling you, that man wants to go for a throwdown, and he wants you to orchestrate it.
Oh. And you know what? I'm going to have you there. We're going to call in, and then you will choreograph the throwdown. We'll be throwing metal chairs. We'll be... And in one corner is
a bar fight, man.
Bar fight.
Bar fight. Yes. And you know what's funny? Those typical chairs and stools don't break like they do in the movies.
No.
You bust
and
a pretty solid, a very solid or bar stool chair over somebody's head or back. You can kill them.
They're going down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even a beer bottle. Yeah.
Oh, and the beer bottle too. Yeah. Especially if it's full of liquid. Yes.
He wants.
You know what he made?
Go ahead. Yeah.
He made a comment because he is back to telling me what I need to do, how I need to do it. And I said, look, I don't want you to do that. And I said, what about you? Let's focus on you. I said, why do you wake up at 1 a.m. then you can't get back to sleep? He said, because I live next to you.
Oh, that's kind of sweet.
Is it sweet?
I do. I think he needs to get some drainage. You should tell him you need some drainage.
Oh, you know? Are you going to shit me? You're
I have to
there.
Tell you, my late husband was hilarious, but he would tell me that if you don't have enough ejaculation.
Oh, here we go, folks.
They get heavy.
Later.
They get heavy.
There you go.
And they get uncomfortable.
All aboard on the USS Triple X Trashy Boat.
Anyone talking about blue balls?
Yep, everybody all aboard. All aboard.
You have to release. It must be released.
There you go.
And my husband swore by that. He said you need nice, bouncy, airy balls.
Bring it on. There we go. Is everybody, has everybody got your tickets? Are you ready to go on the USS? We're going on the ditch, ass ditch train ride. Here we go, folks. So it begins.
So it seems you could at least give him a handy. You know,
oh, yes, indeed, at least.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God,
and that's what he wants. He wants you to take him. Take him.
Yo.
All men want that.
And Halo is saying she must be a male because she needs this too. Yeah, let it loose. Get some dungeon wear. Halloween is coming. The places are shot. Get the bustier. And you've got to get the crotchless planties.
Remember planties. Yes, yes. There are panties that you can plant in your garden.
And you want the garter belt and the stockings and the boots or stilettos.
Okay.
I have a feeling it would be, from what I see in these cards, it would be a fantasy come to life. Okay, I'm just saying. And that's up to you if you want to, or maybe he's like
of
Virgil,
course.
Who has a nun fantasy, and maybe he'd like you to be very virginal, or a schoolgirl. Britney Spears in that song, Do It To Me, what was it? Do It To Me One More Time, or Hit Me, Baby, Hit Me, Baby, that's what it was. Nobody is talking. All right, there we are. And, you know, think of it this way. If he was a hermaphrodite, he could do himself.
I don't think it works that way.
Why? They have both.
But in case you weren't aware, Mr. Pee-Pee must be erect to go into Mr. Vag. And then it's not going to work now, is it? Because they're not going to go around corners or make a U-turn, are they?
Aren't they side by side?
If they're side by side, and this one's like that, how does that get into this thing right here?
Well, you stretch it and you make it hard.
All right, folks.
Or you bend it. I don't know.
I think tomorrow I'll get Bugs Bunny. Let's do this.
And he wants you to talk dirty to him. Is that what you already do? Because I see it here.
Talk dirty to me. That's a good tune. That was, who was that?
Who sang that, people?
Motley Crue or,
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Talk dirty to me. I don't know if it was Motley Crue. It might have been, oh, it's Poison, probably.
That's what
I
was
going to
say.
Yes, I believe it was Poison.
So your cards look really good, Lisa. It looks like you guys are on the way up.
Minus all the hermaphrodites and all the Christian... studded penis rings or whatever. Other than that, everything looks great.
Never mentioned anything about a cock ring.
You started talking about
and then
what if that isn't his fantasy? Now you just scared the living shit out of a guy. You scared the fuck out of him. If you want him to move, maybe that might actually make him move. That might not be it. That might have a negative effect if you don't know. You have to know. You can't guess.
Has he shared anything with you?
Well, yeah. I have an inkling that you might be onto something. I don't know.
Well, and remember, you two could trade fantasies. So, you know, I think the guy is coming alive inside. You and he have been on the outs. You have both threatened to move away. You know, that I think the two of you are trying to come back together. To be of one mind and, you know, one consciousness. So.
Well, thank you, Confucius.
I don't know what to do with him.
Yes, indeed.
All right, well, I don't know what to tell you. Everything looks good.
I love it.
Yeah, there's nothing bad here. Nothing. Except that he wants action. That was poison. I want action.
Satisfaction. All right.
There you go. Put that on your, whatever you play, your Bluetooth, your...
Yeah, iPod, they used to be, but I don't know if anybody's even using that shit anymore.
The TV has, some...
Yeah, it does.
I think people still actually
I play stuff on TV. Movies. I mean, music.
In Australia would like to know, have you seen it yet? And I believe you said you did.
Has she seen it yet?
No, have you?
Have you seen it yet?
The unveiling?
Yeah, has he unveiled
have
it?
Have you seen the Schnitzelgruben?
Well,
is there a sighting of a wiener?
A wiener?
A wiener, yes. Yes, indeed. A giggle stick.
I felt it. But you have not seen it.
It could be a prosthetic one. What if this is a female?
What if he's actually
a female, has a vagina?
I don't even know.
And he could have just a fake missile grooving in his pants for looks.
Maybe he's been through the operation, but you said he's...
Maybe he's sporting a whisker biscuit. We don't know. The proof of the pudding is in the eating, you say.
I would need to know if he was circumcised or not.
Oh, I think
I am such a novice, I don't know that I would. I don't know.
Well, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know about that. But I know, yeah, he would be because he came from that kind of culture.
What kind of culture is that?
Were you circumcised?
That's from the circumcised. It is from his ancestors are from the circumcision side. You know, it's the famous circumcision site. Yes. A long time ago, there was a tribe called the circumcised knights. Yes,
oh my God! Well, Jim on his ship, there were some guys that would get it done as an
one
adult.
One single person.
Okay, one of, but he said he cried like a baby.
He was not
yeah,
happy.
Of course. I think that would hurt, wouldn't it?
There were some folks that made fun of him and said made fun of his aardvark, they called it.
Oh, because he had the foreskin still. Yeah, it's not attractive.
So he decided to get it done, and then he was, he took his recovery time was not happy.
One of our ladies in the UK says, politely ask him if he would like to put his hot dog in your bun to see if it fits.
Wow. Sounds pretty 12-year-old-ish.
Is it Nathan's hot dog?
No, it has to be. Or Hebrew National, maybe.
Rachel, what
and
do you
I don't know that Nathan is circumcised.
It's a true statement.
What? She doesn't know.
She doesn't know if Nathan is
circumcised.
Nathan's hot dogs.
Oh.
Come on, Deb. Come on. That was reading.
And Rachel doesn't mind. Rachel, when they get erect, does it retract or what happens?
All right, folks. All right. Okay. Stand by. We're going on. We're going to a advanced. This is a 201 course, mind you, not a 101 course on penises.
You pull it
all right?
back.
200. Oh, here we go. Now we're going. Now we have an instruction manual here. Step one: you must withdraw. Pull it back. Everybody taking notes here. It's gonna be a test. Could it be a fucking test?
Oh, at Virgil, of course they're going to sell that there. You people in England have some of the most outrageous, what would you call them, like sex clubs? I've read about them.
Well, they've been doing
that
stuff.
They're going to sell strap-ons all over the place.
They've been doing crazy crap for this country that's ever known to be a country.
Yeah, it's true.
All those Europeans are crazy bastards. And they also invented pretty cool and crazy ways of torturing and killing people while they were at it. Why not?
Yeah. So what else would you like to know, Lisa? I see good things.
Well,
here.
My breath is taken away, so to speak. So I think, I mean, it sounds like everything's...
That's right. It's right. Vertical smile. That's actually kind of a...
What is a vertical smile?
Well, actually, that is a vagina.
A female?
Yeah.
Okay, vagina. What'd you say the other day? Put your something in the vaggie?
Well, I don't remember. I don't remember. Your pee-pee or something?
Yeah, I want to put my pee-pee in your vaggie.
Bumping uglies.
That is horrible.
That's right. Well, you know what?
Have you ever gone to the male health clinic online? Well,
no. That's
a pretty reputable website, and it's very, extremely reputable, high caliber. So if you Google what we're talking about on that website, they show like graphic image, graphic art image of before and after. It doesn't look gross. It's okay.
Oh, she's talking about the foreskin before and after thing.
Yeah. So I feel sad for your friend on the ship that he went through all that pain and suffering. He didn't really have to.
No, he didn't. No. It was some of the other guys are giving him shit.
Oh, and I made sure all my sons were circumcised. I didn't want them to have to go through something like that. When they're babies, they just strap them to a board and they just do it. And now they had a different thing. That's right. See, back when they were babies, they did it the kind of painful way. They swore that the babies felt no pain, but I could hear my baby screaming.
Well, they felt the pain, but the kid's never going to remember.
Yeah.
It. There's no trauma.
They had another thing. It was like a little ring or something they put on it, and eventually it would fall off.
A ring on your thing. A ring on your ding-ling-ling-ling-ling.
So, I'm really glad
ring
that the two of you
bell.
Are working this out, because I still think
you.
There's unfinished business here between the two of you. But, you know, what I tell you from your reading or what you get from conversation here, you could always claim to him that it's something you thought of. Like, you could say to him, hey, do you have any fantasies that you'd like to work, or I mean, to like act out someday and find out what his fantasies are?
You know, the odd thing about that whole frickin', this whole thing, when you lay the frickin' cards on the table, the oddity of this whole thing is normally you talk about fantasy things after you've already had lots and lots of sex already.
Oh.
So you're looking to spice up what you're already doing. Usually that's not the first thing you talk about. Hey, I've never banged you before. Do you want me to wear a nun outfit the first time we do it? Or should I dress like a freaking little, like Clint Eastwood? I mean, what do you want me to dress like the first time we have sex? That is not a normal freaking conversation for the first time there's banging going on about the fantasy. Just saying. Throwing it out there. That's usually a later on spicing up. That's
Jimbo
a spicing up thing later on when things get boring.
Well, depending. I mean,
what the fuck is depending on?
Well, if let's say you're having a long distance relationship, but she is not.
No, let's just call it short distance. He's a neighbor.
But they actually put their parts up to the camera, and they my clients tell me how they do it.
Okay. How did that relate to what I just
because
said?
Because that's since they're not really engaging in sex. And well, it's, I don't know.
I was talking about the fantasy thing, putting on costumes and shit. That's not something that normally that comes later on when you're already is like, all right, maybe it's getting a little too routine. You know, we bang five times a week. It's getting routine. You on top, me on top. We got to do something else. Usually it's not like we have never had sex before. Shall I be a nun? Shall I be Clint Eastwood? Or should I shoot George Catton? What should I be? Or Madonna?
Or
what
me.
The hell should I be?
Right.
I know. Mickey Mouse. Yeah, let's be a fucking animal.
You might want to do it in their backyard.
You might want to do it on a plant.
and
might wanna.
Blasted salt we can watch.
Oh, that would just make everything fantastic, wouldn't it?
I hate flaccid salt, and I mean, I feel sorry for him, but I don't like him at all.
No, he sounds creepy. Very creepy to me.
creepy Ola.
I mean, that could be like a WWE wrestling name. You know, they all have different names. The Flaccid Salt. Tonight, Flaccid Salt versus Triple H. Yeah.
It is boxer shorts so you can feel the flip-flap.
Yeah. You got to have like a very floppy little freaking thing hanging on his shirt. Very flaccid. Not wearing a tight like wrestling, he'd be wearing flaccid wear. I think we're going to shut us down.
Yeah.
The show had, the starting of the show glitched us on time.
Excuse me.
Because you guys kept hearing the, I think it's going to come up again and I won't be able to extend it anymore. We could wait until we get to that point, but then we're going to have to hustle. All right, so summarize, because we get off on so many tangents here. Give her a quick summary of her reading.
Summary is, he's waiting for something to happen.
Okay.
Something good.
All right.
Oh.
So,
And I feel like he wants you to actually initiate. And I've told you this before. He wants to feel taken. And maybe that's where his direction is going to come from. I mean, some people have that kind of fantasy.
Very interesting.
Yeah. Where
that is very interesting.
Raped.
Oh, he wants to be raped, does he?
Well, kind of raped.
No, break out your corn cob and Vaseline.
Yes, with pineapples on the
pineapple, yep.
But if you're not up to that.
Well, I would have to have a manual.
Yeah, a manual, yes. You must have an instruction booklet. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of manuals on the internet out there.
Or watch a movie together like Eyes Wide Shut, where you get to see the whole orgy going on. And then you could turn to him and say, what do you think? Would you like that? He may have been to some. He may have been to some clubs.
It might have been a lot different type of people, though, that we, you know, might not be the same type of people, is all I'm saying. All right. Now we have to do a wrap, Deb. Do it.
We got a wrap.
Yeah, we got 90 seconds. Sorry, Paul.
I'm so glad. You know, I did call yesterday. I did call yesterday.
I
remember. Because you guys were on Good News for the Soul.
No, we were going to be,
remember, and then we had a problem. We started later.
Oh, that's right. So then you went on late at night?
Yep.
Oh, I missed you.
I thought you called, but you're here tonight, and that's all that matters. All right, good. We got to say goodbye to you, Lisa, right now. We shall do it again. Adios.
Probably tomorrow night.
Sorry, folks. We would normally keep going, but we have a glitch tonight. It will not let us.
Yeah, something's wrong.
It will not let us. I've extended it as far as I can. So what are you going to do?
Doesn't everybody do that?
I think so.
You know.